grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Oh, kia ora.
Welcome to the 95BFM studio for this week's edition of Marijuana Media. Thanks to the Hemp Store.
Mate, it's great to be here. It is. It's great to be here. And I got to say, I'm just going to get straight into it. I'm not even going to bid you hello, Corey. Because we already did that. We already did that. Listeners, there's no beef.
Yeah, we already did it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Leading the news.
Yep.
And that is, this just came out yesterday on Radio New Zealand, good on the Pacific News Department, for catching up with the Cook Islands. Turns out, it's all been going on in the Cook Islands. You know, you blink, and they're actually making progress, as opposed to here. So, leading the news, Cook Island leaders, namely the Minister of Health, or Secretary of Health, I should say, Bob Williams, said that medical cannabis products could be available to patients there next month, in June. And if it doesn't happen by June, definitely by the end of the year.
Locally grown or just imported, similar to New Zealand at this stage?
Yes, so that's what they're going to do. Well, they're going to do both, it looks like. So they do need to change their legislation, he told Radio New Zealand. But in the meantime, what they can do straight away is their Ministry of Health can license pharmacies to import products for patients. So they're just going to do that at their very next meeting. So that's what he said will be happening by June. And that will let them import products. I mean, you know, devil's in the detail, we'll see what the fine print says, but it presumably will let them import products from here in Australia and maybe some other places too.
Yes.
And then longer term, looking at growing their own or, making it there, you know, if that's what's more cost effective, is what they're saying.
Right. Yes.
So bloody good. And, you know, this is all happening pretty quickly because it was only August last year that they had their election with a referendum.
Yes.
And the referendum question, should we review our cannabis laws to allow for research and medicinal use? And that was August, and here we are less than a year later, and it looks like it's all happening. So, bloody hell, good on them.
Nice one.
Good on them. I'm just going to catch my breath with a little...
Oh, you've got a drink in your hands.
Should have done this at the beginning.
Is this a...
Look what that label says.
J-Day Special.
Bit of stock left from J-Day.
Yeah. So this is from Terps & Co. Terps & Co. that we sell. Oh, look at that bright green colour. We're gonna do a little tasting here on air. This is the J-Day Special that they... And there's like a real high-looking apple with a bag of weed on the cover.
This is like a terpene drink. Wow, it's a great colour. Holy moly, it's like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, so as we discussed last week, you know, terpenes are these flavours and aromas in cannabis, but they're the difference between the strains, because it's all got THC,
right,
a bit of CBD. Mm-hmm. But the difference between an uplifting strain and a sedating strain is the terpene profile. Huh. And this is why with the isolates and things that are commonly available, a lot of patients don't report the same effect, getting as much beneficial effect as they would otherwise have from whole cannabis. But
I can smell it from here. It smells great.
Mate, well, there you go. Hey, cheers.
All right, let's have a taste test.
Cheers. Cheers. Hey, J-Day Special.
Delicious.
Oh, it's very apple-y.
I'm into it.
Quite nice. Let's
see if there's an... aftertaste of weed in that palate.
Is there like, can I have a look at the label?
Sorry. You can. Oh, well, we've drained the whole thing already.
Okay.
Jeez. Better get some more.
J-Day Special. Great logo.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, we better get some of that down at the shop. We've already got the rest of the range.
Okay.
Little terpene drinks. Terps & Co. They're very good.
Mm.
And speaking of good new products, and we broke this news, or I like to imagine we broke this news, certainly the first New Zealand media to report it last week, which was that a locally grown medicinal cannabis product finally been approved here in New Zealand.
Yes!
Well done.
So good. Congratulations to everyone involved. TVNZ, One News, actually went out and visited them over the weekend. And so last Sunday, they had footage of right there inside the facility.
Yes.
It's very good to watch if you're interested in that kind of thing.
How on earth did they get, you know, manage to meet the standards? Because they've been astronomically high and no one's been able to do it yet. Do you have any inside knowledge on how they've done it, Chris?
And it's consistent as well. That's like one of the big conditions, isn't it? So
how do they do it? You've got to do some like pilot batches and stability things, and it all has to be consistent within that, as well as having all your levels of residual things at a level that's set the lowest in the world. And particularly the mold one is very, very difficult to meet. It's just set so incredibly low compared to everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's unsafe or anything, it's just that they've kind of picked a virtually zero, and as soon as you open a packet, just the air around you will put it above that.
Yes.
So... yeah, so it's so difficult. Yeah, that's why it's like, wow, congratulations, good on you. There were a couple of hints in the story. That one news and also the spin-off in an article. He's definitely the weed man, but you probably shouldn't call him that. And they also went out to see it and interviewed the main guy, Jesse Osteen, and talked about it. And it did come out in that story that they sold the family home in order to get it going. So, I mean, that is commitment to you.
Yes, that's crazy.
You know, and that, I think, that's a bit of an issue. You shouldn't have to sell your home to get into the industry. And he also went off and worked in the legal cannabis industry in America for a couple of years, learnt his skills and trade, and he's a builder by trade. So a number of good things in their favour there. Still a lot of hard work, a lot of risk, and boy, congratulations to them. And the other thing that's come out in this, of course, is that they actually have to send it off to Australia.
Yeah, this is, I mean, obviously... I have no idea why. It's just the packet.
So, you know, you're a grower, you're growing like whatever you're growing, 50 kilos, I don't know, whatever it is, and you've got to put it into little pottles for the consumer.
Yes.
And there's no such facility in New Zealand to do that. I think at this stage, there's only one company, which is Helios, which has got a license to pack, and everyone else, but they'll only be doing their own, you know, so no one else has that. So, so they have to send it off to Australia where they put it into little pottles and then send it back.
And, that's so...
Few air miles, few extra air miles.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that will change. There's already been some talk this week among other licensed growers that perhaps a packaging facility, you know, and then here, and then everyone could, you know, get going. That would
just
really open
one,
things up.
Surely someone would be like, I'm the human to do this. Yeah. We can set this up here. We've got the tools and the facility.
Okay, that's right. That's right. So it is actually available from this afternoon.
Yeah.
Ah.
Dear listeners, so book your appointment, as I have, and I didn't manage to get one in time for this afternoon, but book your appointment if you need some medicine or if you're about to run out like I am.
Okay, what's the name of the strain?
Because I'm not the company, I think I'm allowed to say it, but there's all this kerfuffle around, no, we're not allowed to mention it, and all the ministry, and all this sort of stuff. The problem, and this is why you have all these issues with pricing and a lack of knowledge, because the Ministry of Health still regards these as unapproved products, even though we're celebrating this assessment under the scheme.
Yes.
As a medicine, it still counts as unapproved. So even talking about it, but as a patient, I'm allowed to review it. There's nothing in it for me. It's called Kikuyu Peak. Kikuyu Peak.
All right.
And it's 25% THC.
Okay, so getting up there.
And plenty on hand in stock as of this afternoon.
All right.
So if you can get your appointment at a clinic or through your own doctor, any doctor can prescribe it for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
Which New Zealand, you know, to our credit, where credit's due, we have one of the best prescribing regimes in the world, and that any doctor can prescribe it for any reason.
Yes.
It's just these product standards are so bloody tough that it's taken 5 years since the law passed and 3 years since the medical cannabis scheme came into effect and licensing started. That's how long it's taken for this to happen. And then meanwhile, Cook Islands, you know, we're talking 10 months and they're like, yeah, we're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Goodness me. Yeah. Goodness bloody me.
But, you know.
But Kikuyu Peak.
Kikuyu Peak.
Get it That's from your name. Local pharmacy, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right.
Your favourite doctor. And speaking of other positive news, website Cannabis Australia New Zealand having their inaugural Cannabis Awards. And I just wanted to give a brief little shout out to some of the Kiwi companies that have been nominated for this. South Island Growers Puro, finalists in 6 categories, Helios in 4. They're both in the Environmental, Social and Governance Award, and also in an award for industry collaboration for their work together. Medleaf, however, which people may know through their Shishka Berry, Sour Apple and Gorilla Glue products, is the only NZ company to have a dried flower product shortlisted in the best market entry. And again, so congratulations all round for them for doing it. And these awards get given out on June the 8th in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like going over to a cannabis gala junket kind of tour.
I love that.
To do it, but,
I actually love that we've got a little cannabis awards.
Yeah, it sounds great, eh?
Best June product 8th. Goes to...
Right, and Melbourne's Showtime Event Centre, that's a big one.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's going to be great. It's going to be a big ceremony in that. Don't, though, accidentally fly via Singapore on your way to Melbourne. Don't do that.
Shit, yeah.
Don't go to Singapore at all. I'm calling for a boycott. Singapore has just hung its second citizen in 3 weeks for a cannabis offence. This is not for something else.
Goodness.
This is just for weed. This is actual Singaporean, hanging their own people.
Hanging people, still hanging people.
Incredible. And people like to hold them up as some sort of civilized bastion and a great economic model and blah, blah, blah. And this is the crap they do.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Boycott it. Don't spend your money there. Don't do it. Because, of course, in contrast, you've got two contrasts. Amnesty International pointed out next door neighbor Indonesia has did 112 drug-related executions last year alone. They use a firing squad rather than hanging. How civilized they are. But meanwhile, Thailand legalized cannabis completely. And Malaysia is in the midst of bringing in medicinal cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Look at that.
Boy.
So Singapore's all up and really down there. Just
but speaking backwards. on the travel, yeah, it is very much is. Although, you know, great airport, so they say. Just don't stop there. Speaking of travel, though, Stuff's travel section. And again, while you're heading over to the cannabis wards of Melbourne, you can go via Nimbin. Which has just celebrated 50 years of being the cannabis capital. I'm going to put them down as the cannabis capital of Australasia because, I don't mind credit where credit's due. I don't mind saying that Nimbin has got more going on for weed than anything here in New Zealand. They are the capital of this whole part of the world.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe Nimbin to someone who hasn't heard about them before?
Boy, okay, so it's a country town that is 100% 24/7 full-on weed, top to bottom, head to toe, every single person, every shop, every business, every square foot of the place.
Weed and
yeah, weed. It looks like a kind of Grateful Dead hallucinogen kind of vision.
That's all you need to say, man.
Yeah, and it all came out of this festival, 1973, Aquarius Music Festival, and the hippies came to town and never left.
Yeah,
and 50 years later, they're still at it. So congratulations, and it's the capital of the legalized cannabis party over there. They now, of course, are celebrating having an actual elected member in their Senate in the upper house, and in some other states too, West Australia and South Australia. So, good on them. Good on them. I'd like to see the same here. You know, let's see if we can get a town together to just fully convert. You know, Gore seems to be going through a bit. Maybe this is where we slip into Gore.
They just
wake up one day and they're a cannabis town. Yeah.
All right, we got our thing. We've been struggling for a bit. We haven't figured out what's going on here. Let's just get into cannabis.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does.
I tell you what, and this brings me just around to the budget before we wrap on up.
Yes.
Budget came out today. There was nothing specifically in there for weed, because you did ask, Corey. Yes. But except... $5 off your prescriptions, of course. If you're going for medical cannabis, your weed's now $5 cheaper.
Right.
You can't sneeze at that, you know. That gets you some papers and a lighter or something.
Yeah.
Well, you go. But if we were, again, going back to Aussie, they did some research. It was actually on behalf of the Green Party over there, but it was the Australian Parliamentary Budget Office, and they worked out legalisation would bring in, this is in Australia, $28 billion in taxes. $28 billion! They could put up all the benefits by $80 a week, or build 88,000 social houses with that money. That's every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's Australia. Let's drop that by a fifth, you know, and we've got here. So there you go. There's your figures.
Wow. Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store, thank you very much for this week's edition of Marijuana Media. Is there anything happening at the Hemp Store that we need to know about?
Well, it's First Thursday coming up, June the 1st, so we'll be open late for that. But, you know, all the regular... We just had a huge shipment come in of all lots of... very cool smoking gear and vapes and things from the States, so I was knee deep in that just before I left. But we are still deciding on the J-Day new date, the postponed date.
Oh, yes.
We're still taking votes. If you go to the J-Day page on Facebook, NZ J-Day, you can vote there, or just feedback directly. Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the J-Day theme song is in the old BFM system here.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, vote for it for the top 10. Please do. Send us in some votes on the BFM Top 10. Kiwi Russ, J-Day 2023.
Should we give it another rip?
Go on.
This makes sense. Tie it all in together. All right, Chris.
Sweet.
Cheers, man.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.